Hello, folks. Welcome to QT and Overdrive. I am Q, and I'm waiting for T. And we have been gone for quite some time, just because we have been kind of busy here over the past few months with everything going on. We were going to eventually get back into the swing of things, and hopefully get back on a regular track here. But I am waiting for T to get on, and we'll go from there. I think T is trying to enter. I don't hear him. T, you there?
Can you hear me now?
I can hear you now.
Can you?
Can you hear me?
I can hear you. And I think
awesome.
I can hear you.
Awesome.
I'm going to go ahead and start out, and I have to go get a beer now.
Well, some things never change.
And some things do.
All right,
so what's going on, Brock?
I don't know, Gunner. We've got some new names. My name is Brock. And T's new name is Gunner. And eventually we'll explain that.
Yes, we will.
Hey, T.
And, you know, hey, and I will tell you, you know, for the new listeners or any listeners that listen to it, you got to wait for this story because it is rated G for sure.
G. Yeah, definitely. Definitely. Hey, I got something to say. Welcome back, T, to QT and Overdrive.
I know. It's been a long time, man. Long, long time. So
we're
still here.
Busy. A lot of stuff going on, right? It's been a busy few months.
And we've taken up a new sport.
Yeah.
If you want to call it
that. I don't
know
if we've taken up a new sport. I mean, we've always kind of played here and there. It is definitely a challenge, right?
That's kind of an understatement, man.
Yeah,
especially
you,
like
you got
today.
A new club, right?
I did get a new club, man. I got the Moonwood. And it started off pretty well.
Yeah.
It just didn't finish. Just did not finish, man.
Yeah, well, that's all right. It was a. But if you hit that club right, it goes, "Oh, Kathy!
Oh, it!
Welcome, Kathy! Welcome, QT
welcome
and Overdrive.
QT and Overdrive. I am T, and he's got his radio voice on, and I'm T."
Kathy, is this the Kathy that we knew, or is this maybe a different Kathy?
It could be a different Kathy.
Hopefully,
hey, Kathy,
it's
a chatty
please
Kathy.
Tell us where you're from. We'd like to know where our listeners are from. So, Kathy, please tell us where you're from. Yeah, where you're. So, Kathy, if you're a new listener to us, we've been gone for a couple months, we've had a lot going on, and we finally decided tonight to say, hey, let's get back on. And this is our theme song.
Yes, it is.
Boys are back in town.
That's right, man. I guess it's fitting.
Oh, that is Kathy. Kathy, how the hell are you?
Welcome back.
We missed you too. We missed you too. That's for sure. How the hell have you been doing? Well, we're glad you. We're glad you still get notifications from us. That's awesome. You gonna play Kathy's song if you got it?
I'm playing it now. You can't hear it? Guess not.
No, she wants her song, damn it. Yeah, we don't want you to wake up.
Can you hear it now?
Oh, hell yeah.
There you go.
All right, well, welcome, Forsaken Heart. Welcome to QT Overdrive. I'm Q.
I am T. And we've been gone a long time, so we probably need to enlighten our listeners, Brock, on what we've been up to.
Yeah, that is very true. And hello, Forsaken Heart. We've been Kathy. We've been yeah, no doubt. We've been I don't know, we just got busy. I mean, work has been busy, and we took a little hiatus for a little while because things got a little bit crazy with our podcast. And we just had to take a break for a little while.
Yep.
And we decided tonight, as we were sitting there chatting, we went golfing today, me and T, as we do every Saturday. And, you know, we were sitting there chatting after we went golfing. It was like, hey, let's get on the podcast tonight. And then Kathy appears and
he's
like,
back
wow,
into
Kathy's
it.
Still with us. So, no, we didn't go run off in the circus.
Might have.
I mean,
I don't have any circus.
Job
music.
Is a circus, but
yeah.
Hey,
yeah,
for Second Heart, I apologize. Where are you from? Where are you listening from, for Second Heart?
Indiana,
the Hoosiers. Great movie, by the way.
Oh, awesome movie, but not as good as Top Gun.
No. Top Gun is one of the best movies ever. We are from Middle Tennessee, Nashville, Tennessee. Oh, and Kathy is born from Lafayette, Indiana.
That's right. Top Gun, best. Yeah, it is.
Kathy making friends. Yes. I mean, this is pretty awesome.
I have family in Kentucky and Tennessee. Whereabouts in Tennessee?
Whereabouts in Tennessee? Oh, God damn. The kingdom of God has entered the live studio.
God has entered.
Welcome to QT Overdrive.
I'm T. I'm T.
Dude, you know,
talking over me, Q.
I know. Well, see, we haven't done this in so long that we lost our little sync that we've been doing. So, Forsaken Heart, where in Tennessee that do you have family?
All right.
Sevierville.
Okay.
So that's close to Knoxville, right? Maybe?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, Sevierville. That's cool.
Isn't there a haunted place in Sevierville? Yes.
I'm sure there is. Yeah, Gatlinburg, right. No doubt. Well, that's pretty cool. Well, we welcome you to QT Overdrive.
I thought that haunted hospital we were going to was in Sevierville.
No.
Okay.
That was in Pittsburgh, Tennessee.
Yeah, I don't know how I got Sevierville and Pittsburgh mixed up, but I did.
I know why.
Why?
Too much beer. Yes, we ghost hunt. Yes, we do.
Yes, we do.
Great Dane Mom is entering
Great
my
Dane
studio.
Mom. Welcome.
Wow. Forsaken Heart Ghost Hunts 2.
Awesome. Well, tell about our little last little venture, man.
So Forsaken Heart, me, T, and a couple of folks, we visited Waverly Hills. Yes, and that's Old South Pittsburgh Colts Hospital. Yes, you're exactly right. Forsaken Heart. So
which we were went supposed to, which we were supposed to have gone there the 9th, weren't we?
Yeah,
that was the 11th. This week we were going to go. Yeah,
last
the 11th.
Week, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so we went to Waverly Hills. There. Yeah, I've been there. So it was a great trip. We had a really good time. And had a real disaster with an Uber driver. But, IIT, we got a lot of people joining us here.
We do. We've got YMMT15. Steven is in the live studio. Welcome to QT and Overdrive. I'm T.
And I am Q, and we are back. And, yes, for Forsaken Heart, we did get to visit the body shoot. Yep. And that's what I was waiting for. So Kathy's saying you guys didn't get into any mischief, did you? So here's the crazy part. So we're in Louisville, right? And we stay at this freaking awesome hotel. I mean,
the hotel was actually more awesome than it is.
Yeah, I mean,
Al Capone actually stayed there.
Right. But the whole town was shut down due to COVID.
Oh.
What was the name of the hotel? Sorry, with
God,
an
I can't
S.
Even, I can't even remember. Yeah.
What was the name of it, man?
One of Hilton's properties.
It was one of Hilton's properties. But it was beautiful. Beautiful hotel. But it was on, was it on 4th Street?
Yeah, 4th Street.
Wasn't that? 4th Street, but 4th Street was closed down to all the COVID. So it would have been a hop in place, but it was all closed down. I mean, let me tell you. So we get there and we go to the bar, we check in, we go to the bar, and so we call an Uber to take us to Waverly Place, right? Waverly Place, Waverly Hills, and and then we call an Uber to take us back, right? For two Uber rides, it was $450 to go about 30 miles. $450.
Yeah, it was the Seelbach Hotel.
Seelbach. That's what it was.
There you go.
But yeah. Yeah, but it was $450. And we only traveled, I mean, it was crazy. But
it was.
But you know what? We really had a good time. And then T fell in love with the security guard at the hotel. And
no, he just wouldn't shut the hell up, man. You left me with him because he was giving me a history of the hotel and everything, and you walked off, man.
Well,
yeah, we could have chartered a jet, but
I wasn't interested. Hey, Forsaken, for some reason I can't accept your call right now, but give us a few minutes and maybe I'll try again.
Have to kind of explain it because Q and I, we're actually broadcasting from two separate locations, and our bandwidth gets all wacky.
Yeah, so I'm broadcasting from Murfreesboro, Tennessee, and T is in Nashville. So sometimes it's hard to sometimes get – I see you calling in, and sometimes I can't accept it. But keep on trying, and then if I can, I will. So – all will be good for sake and heart. Don't get mad at us, okay? Just don't. I mean, if you do, get mad at T.
Yeah, get mad at me because I can handle it. I drink out of a sippy cup.
Yeah, and I'm sensitive. So actually, I'm the asshole.
You're sensitive. Yes, you are.
But yeah. So for Second Heart, what other places have you ghost on then? Well, you're very interested now. I'm over
assholes. Yeah, she went to the Pittsburgh hospital. Tell us about that.
Well, she said she's over assholes. Well, get up off those assholes. I don't know why you're talking through assholes. Get up off those.
Why'd you block me, man?
Who?
I just got blocked. No, she blocked me, man.
Who are you talking about?
I don't know. What I do just got a deal on my screen that says you've been it just says you've been unblocked.
I didn't even touch anything.
Okay, I'm just saying. I've been to OSP.
What is OSP? What does that mean? What does OSPH mean?
Old South Pittsburgh Hospital.
Okay. Damn, I'm stupid. So,
Lovely World and Mira have just entered the live studio. Q, welcome to QT and Overdrive.
Welcome to QT Overdrive. I am Q. And
you've had too much Red Bull today, man.
Who, me?
What? Yeah, you.
You said I... Who, you?
No, me. No, you.
No, you?
Yeah, me.
Like, I'm coming up with block users on my screen that people don't even know before.
Okay.
I don't know.
Most active place I've even been. I've been into the paranormal for 15 years at least. That's pretty awesome.
15 years.
Q's been into it his whole damn life. Well, she started at 2, dude.
41. Okay. Well, I'm 45.
You look better. I'm 95.
41. I remember those days of being 41.
I can't because it's too long ago.
See, right? I know you. I know. I don't even remember those. I'll help you.
Hey! In my day, that was called the good old days back at 41.
Yeah, Mansfield. Yeah. So, we want to go on a lot of trips, right? And we're going to plan out. I mean, COVID is actually stopped us from going a lot of places,
because we were also going to go to the children's playground, the dead children's,
playground, definitely
in Huntsville,
but we couldn't go because the playgrounds were closed down, so we couldn't do it. Yeah. I don't know if you've heard of that. So Forsaken, I don't know if you've heard of the Dead Children's Playground. That's in Huntsville. I've heard of it, never been. Okay. Salva Enter Live. Welcome, Salva. Welcome to QT Overdrive. I am Q.
I am T.
We're just sitting here and shooting the shit with some of our friends, Kathy and Forsaken Heart and Steve and all our other folks that are out there. So let me ask you.
Tell us where you're from. I'd like to know where everybody's from.
Yeah. Salva, please tell us where you're from. Forsaken Heart, please, why did you get on our podcast? We haven't been here in a long time. So what made you come in to our podcast? And we want to know. Kathy says, woohoo. All right. Woohoo. We miss you, Kathy. And we're glad you jumped on.
We do.
Kathy's one of our longtime listeners, and she is awesome as shit. She's awesome.
And she also served, and we love that.
Yes, definitely.
She stumbled here by accident.
So, for a second, I was looking for something fun to get into. So,
well, she made her first mistake tonight.
And that's okay. So, but anyway. But so you want to talk about our golf game today?
I'll let you start it off, man. Go ahead.
All right. So me and T
Hey, as long as you skip past the par threes. If you skip past the par threes, we can talk about it.
So here lately, over the past 12 weeks, me and T were playing golf on Saturdays, right? So the way it started is that, the weather was great. It was 74
degrees.
And sunny as shit. But, well, partly cloudy and sunny later. But anyway, hey, Poma into the live studio. Welcome, Poma. Welcome to Coutine Overdrive. I'm Q.
I am T.
So what way it started out was a few months ago, I was like, T, me and you need to go golfing together. And T was like, well, my clubs are in Texas and blah, blah, blah. So T says, I'm going to get my club sent to me. So he gets his club sent to him. They're damaged. T's like, hey, I got my clubs, but they're damaged. So T gets the insurance money, whatever, blah, blah, blah. And he goes out and buys clubs. That following week, we go out and play golf. And I think we've only missed 1 week since then, or maybe 2 weeks since then.
I think probably golf. 2 weeks. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I can see you doing that, Forsaken Heart, for sure. What brand of clubs? I mean, does that really matter, Kathy? We're not professionals.
Oh.
I could say I have some Callaway
clubs. I know,
Kathy. I'm just messing with you. You got to remember, I'm a smart ass. Okay? Stuff. You got to remember that.
Oh.
So. I love you, Kathy. So I got some Top Flights. And I can tell you they don't go Top Flight. But I digress. So.
Yes.
So we go and play. And we play and we. So when we first started playing, it's like, hey, we go buy beer at the little concession at the golf course, and after 3 or 4
she
weeks,
she has Penn Seekers.
Welcome
to QT and Overdrive, Becky. I am T,
and I am Q. So welcome. Please tell us where you're from. So after a couple weeks, I was like, hey, T. I'm just going to bring, cooler and put some ice in it and stuff. And then we'll put that into the cooler in the golf cart. And then we'll come back after 9 and refill. And ever since then, our golf game got worse.
Yes, it has. It's gotten much worse.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I mean, but we have a lot of fun out there. I mean, we just do. We make fun of each other, and we play in the rain last week. And here's the crazy part, though. We're not that good, but we make fun of everybody else.
We're not there. Because we know damn well they're making fun of us. And then last week, or it was 2 weeks ago, 2 weeks ago, We're riding up on hole 13, 14, and Q finds a driver head cover that's a Muppet baby. Freaking rat bastard started doing Muppet baby voices while we were golfing. Freaking pissed me off. Do that voice again, Q.
Wait, hold on. So,
come on, man, you can do it.
Wait, hold on. So... So we're driving down where we hit our ball, and there was a driver cover, right? And it looked like a fucking Muppet, right? And so I grab it and I put it in my hand and like, hello, T. They're like,
oh no, that voice was a lot different than that. You're trying to. Oh, freaking piss me off.
So, being the nice guy I am, as 20% of people know that I'm pretty nice, is that I did give it back to the people that dropped it. And I was kind of irritated that I did give it, not really irritated to give it back, because it was pissing me off. So, that night, as we got done with golfing, I went on Amazon. I was like, hey, I need to find one of these little Muppet golf covers so I can piss T off every time we golf. And T is my best friend, but he's not worth $50. So just, I'm not paying $50. So, but you know.
Hey, but, you know, one thing you got to know about Q, he's deathly afraid of snakes. And I did spend the $8 on a rubber snake for the next go around of golf.
Oh, yeah. Shit. Go ahead, tell them the whole story.
Yeah, so I actually put it on hole two. I put it on his clubs, and he didn't have a great shot on two. And he just came back and threw his damn club in the bag, didn't even see the snake. And I was like, son of a bitch. And it wasn't until the par three that you went to grab your club and you were like, oh, shit.
Oh, yeah. So oh, that but, you made it sound like it was, I was just, oh, shit. No, seriously. So we hit the par three and I was putting my club and I didn't just say, oh, shit. I think, oh, shit came out. And
well, when I saw, oh, shit came out, you said, oh, shit.
Oh, I jumped back. And then when I realized when you were laughing, I was like, oh, fuck you bastard. You got me back from the whole Muppet thing. Listen, I'm not afraid of ghosts. I'm not afraid of people that want to attack me, anything. There's two things I'm afraid of. Snakes and bats.
And wasps.
That's it.
Wasp.
Yeah, wasps.
I'm afraid of heights. Yeah, I'm not crazy about heights either. I try to get over it by bungee jumping, and people will tell you that that will get you over your fear of heights. No, it does not. It makes it worse.
T, I got to take 60 yes. steps, man. I'll be right
60
back.
60 steps? What yeah, do you mean 60 steps? Did you
move your refrigerator? I got to use the restroom.
Hey. Okay, that's not 60 steps. You may be there for 60 seconds, but not 60 steps. Yeah, I do roller coasters and things, but that's it. Bathroom and beer. Yeah, hopefully it's not that order. Well, I hope it is that order. But yeah, I do like roller coasters, but yeah, the height thing, I'm not into that. Bungee jump twice and... I do think I soiled myself when I did that because that was just – I probably should have had a coronary because it was so terrifying. And so bathroom and shots. Okay, so what kind of shot, Forsaken? You kind of want to try bungee jumping. It's overrated. Don't do it. If you're afraid of heights, oh, my God. I mean, the rush and the adrenaline, I like Crown and Jagger. Yeah, okay. I have no desire to do the bungee. Yeah, I don't either. I've did it. It's over with. My next thing is, I do want to parachute, but being afraid of heights, I probably won't ever do that.
Oh, wow, Forsaken has Crown.
Little Jaeger and Crown there, Q.
Awesome. That's awesome.
I know.
So... did you explain to our new listeners about what the steps are?
About the what?
The steps are.
No, I have not. I'll let you go ahead and talk about it. I have the 12 steps in my refrigerator for another beer.
Yeah, so when we say steps, so Like for me, I have my office. So when I'm saying I'm taking like 8 steps, that's 8 steps in my refrigerator to get another beer. So when T says he's taking 12 steps, yes, I have a refrigerator in my office. I'm sorry. But
and when T says he's taking 12.
Why do you make me sound like some kind of bougie kind of dude? So when T says he's making 12 steps, he's taking 12 steps to his refrigerator.
You don't have to take 8 steps.
Into the live studio. Welcome to QT Overdrive. I am Q.
I am T.
And please tell us where you're from.
You don't have to take 12 steps. You could just reach up on the shelf and grab a bottle of booze, man.
You make me sound like I'm an alcoholic.
Like that habanero vodka we drank the other night.
Forsaken Tourist Night.
Oh, Jill. Now. And I'm in Boise, Idaho. I think Jill's been with us before, man. In our earlier days.
I'm sorry, Jill. Oh, it's Jill backwards. That's clever.
That is clever. But I think Jill's with us before from Idaho.
Welcome back, Jill. Well, why is Forsaken Heart saying hi, Jill? I'm just kidding. So, for our new listeners, we always, even if we're mid-conversation, we always welcome every listener that jumps in. So, we're mid-conversation, we try to, and we might miss somebody. So, but I mean, that's just what we do. So, we like to welcome everybody that comes in. I mean, we're just a bunch of old folk just trying to have a little fun here. So we'd like to, welcome everybody that wants to listen to our crazy voices. So, well, obviously you'd like to do that too, since you're overtaking our job, but that's cool for a second. Do what you got to do. It doesn't hurt our feelings.
That's it. There you go.
What's old? No, you're good. You got to understand, as being a new listener for Forsaken, I'm a fucking asshole. And you got to take me as just trying to be funny. And I'm not very funny all the time. So, but what's old? I'm 45. So
I'm 55.
Yeah.
And that's about as I drive on the highway these days too.
And we drink beer like we're 22. So,
yeah.
Speaking of that, cheers. Okay, all right. It's not a war for a second. You don't have to battle with me. Damn.
You do battle royale.
She's hurting my feelings, T.
Well, Brock, you're a big boy. You can take it.
I guess so. But so we had a really good day playing golf today. I mean, it was we went after a tournament, so like the whole course was ours, right? Except there was a foursome
for
in front of us.
Four assholes in front of us.
And we were calling them assholes, and they were little teeny boppers and whatever. And we cussed them for two holes, but yet they waited for us and said, "Hey, pass through." And then we felt bad for a second and said, "All right, he has had golf etiquette or whatever." But they did the right thing, T. I mean, they did. I'll give credit where credit's due. Yeah, it didn't make their game
I had golf etiquette too, because I told them they probably needed to back their carts up because they were definitely in the danger zone.
But the thing is, they could have stayed where they were, and then you did hit it off that rock and went on to the green. So that was fucking awesome.
That was an awesome shot. That's exactly like I planned it. I mean, you didn't hear me call that beforehand because you weren't listening, but yeah, I called it that way. Off the rock wall, onto the green.
Listen, like you needed to call it.
That yeah.
was a freaking great shot. It was like...
I loved it.
Like playing a fucking game on like, I don't know, what's the big thing? Nintendo or whatever it is.
Xbox.
Xbox. Okay, yeah. Whatever it is.
Yeah.
You know so, what, Kathy? It is then, so good you know, to hear from you. Seriously.
It is. You know, it was a great shot, but it still took me 6 shots to sink it in the hole, even hey, though listen, it was on the green.
Nobody needs to know that.
Well, yeah, they do.
No. Did they really?
Because I don't want these guys to turn on the TV one weekend, watch some professional golf, and think I'm going to be on there, because I'm not.
Okay.
You might be.
Whether you, no. Whether you told them it took you 3 shots or 7, they already knew that you're not going to turn on the TV and see T or Q on the fucking TV. Okay.
So. No, but they could see Brock and Gunner.
Yeah. So actually, our new names, I'm Brock and he's Gunner.
And I'm Gunner.
And I'm going to let T tell you the story about that.
So, what was it, last Friday? Yeah, it was last Friday.
Yeah, last Friday.
So,
yeah, last Friday.
Yeah, it was last Friday. So, we were, just kind of chilling on Friday.
For a second, glad you told her your name, but Brock and Gunner are not our real names, and he's gonna tell you why.
Yeah, and. Don't be surprised. It's not a real good story, but I'll tell it anyways. So, Q called me or I called him. We were just talking and we were both flipping channels. And, you know, both Q and I are real big into sports and we've been somewhat sports deprived. And I said I was watching a high school football game and it was two Christian school or Catholic schools out of Georgia. So
high school.
We started watching it at high schools. So we started watching it and then we were giving commentary as we were watching this. And there was a very clean, great quarterback, had ethics, morals, whatever else. And his name was Gunner. And then we had Brock, which was the asshole, which was the showboat. So Q became Brock and I became Gunner.
And then we just made up last names. And
I'll let you give the last names. Can you spell them for us too, though?
I'm not going to spell them. But I am Brock. No, wait. I am Brock Khalid. And T is Gunner. Oh, what is it?
Swali.
Yeah. So we're sitting there, honestly. So I've never watched a full high school football game on TV ever. Right. So we're sitting here, chatting, you know, T's at his house. I'm at mine. We're sitting here talking on the phone for a little while and we're watching this fucking football game. We're like, I'm not going to watch this whole game, right? 2 hours later, me and him are texting each other going, wow, what a great game. This is how sad our lives are on a Friday night. So our lives are so sad that we watch the high school football game till 10 o'clock at night and we're still texting each other going, well, that's a pretty good game. Well, Brock's a fucking loser. Well, you know, Gunner doesn't need to be playing this, doing that. And like, wow. Okay. Okay. We can make fun of each other, but we don't need your help. Okay.
Oh, I missed it because I walked my 12 steps.
Yeah.
So, Q. Okay,
so,
what are you drinking right now?
I'm drinking a Heineken Light.
Heineken Light.
So what may you be drinking, sir?
I am drinking Nope, I'm drinking Salt Life because I'm in a salty state of mind right now.
I'm about to get a little ill with Forsaken. She said Heineken Light's nasty. I appreciate people being
Right.
honest, but damn, I thought we were
Hey.
friends.
I don't do beer.
You don't do beer? I don't do beer either. I just drink it.
I drink a whole lot of it too.
Oh, don't. Hey, listen, there's no sorry on this podcast. It's not a big deal. Seriously, you can't hurt either one of us. It's all good. Drink your liquor. If you could see
That's
my
it.
bar, I've got a bunch of shit in my bar. I like bourbon. I love whiskey. I love all that shit. I even got a little bit of tequila up there. I even got a bottle of. Guess what?
Good drinking
Pretty
beer.
good drinking beer.
Okay.
I even got a bottle of Booker's bourbon still in the case. Lord Lars has entered the live studio. Welcome, Lord Lars. Welcome to QT and Overdrive. I am Q.
IMT,
And please, Lord Lars, show us where
or
you're
better
from.
known as Gunner.
Or better known as Brock.
Brock Khalif.
So you listen to not only QT and Overdrive, you listen to B and G.
B and G.
But anyway. Right, so anyway, but so yeah, so I tried this peanut butter whiskey the other night. No, honey, sweetheart.
What?
That's not whiskey. Peanut butter? Lord Lars
Lord
like,
Lars says,
oh.
ugh.
Did you
Screwball.
call me a screwball? Or is that what it's called?
The
The name
name.
is called a screwball. Yeah, it's called not whiskey. That should be the name. No whiskey should be mixed with peanut butter. Lord Lars says mix it with something. It's not whiskey. Not peanut
I'll be
butter.
mixing it with
No.
two pieces. I'll be mixing it with two pieces of bread.
T,
A little
we
jam.
have liftoff. We have liftoff, T. Big problem.
Lift off.
Hear me?
Uh-oh. Who? Me?
You.
I've lost everything, man. I don't have screens or anything right now. My computer unplugged.
You got
Can you
problems?
still hear me, Q?
Yeah, I can still hear you. Yeah.
Okay. Give me a second while I try to. I gotta plug back up. Damn, thing came unplugged. Hang on.
Right. So, anyway, so we no way that you should mix peanut butter with whiskey, but. Do what you gotta do, I guess.
All right, it's cycling back through.
So what it really, I
Wasn't
mean, what did it
awful.
taste like? What did it taste like?
Peanut butter
I
whiskey,
mean,
I'm just
more
trying to
whiskey?
imagine that.
Maybe like shit. Peanut butter?
Peanut
Okay.
butter, laugh out loud.
Well, then save your money. Just get peanut butter for $2.99.
You bought
Okay,
peanut butter
calm
lately, dude?
down. I didn't say you didn't buy it.
I didn't buy.
Jeez. See, she doesn't like me. She's your friend. She hates
I
me.
know she doesn't. Probably so, Brock.
Gunner. I mean, what name, like Brock or Gunner? What is more like? Oh, she just whatevered me? Oh, that's not a good deal.
Yeah.
Why do people hate me? Why are you always the nice guy?
Why am I always the nice guy? Because I am a nice guy. I drink out of a sippy cup and I wear a bib. I mean, got to be a nice guy if you do that.
There's some different language that just joined us. Doc Star Savola entered the live studio. That, by the way, welcome to QT Overdrive. I'm Q.
I am T, or better known as Fox Gunner.
Fox Star Cypher.
And Lord Large, and Brock. I am Gunner, and...
What does this mean, Fox Star Cypher?
Fox Star.
I mean, is that something...
You're not like a computer hacker, are you?
Something we should be scared of? I'm not quite sure. Lord Lars says, who's Gunner? Gunner is T. Brock is me. So, and Forsaken, I don't know why you give me mad faces. Where are you from?
Are you in the army? No, not in the army.
I think he's asking about Foxstar Cypher. Foxstar Cypher, where are you from? Please let us know where you're from. We'd like to know where all listeners are from. Wrong buttons. Damn nails. Well, cut your nails. Don't blame us for your faults. Now I know why people like you. Never mind.
All right, Fox. You're in America. That narrows it down just a little bit. Can we get to a state?
Really? Come on, Fox.
Oregon. All right.
You a Ducks fan?
Oregon Ducks, baby.
So, but, T, I'm going to take over. Think about the, not a duck fan or a fan of the fire. Well, I'm sure you're not a fan of any kind of fires that are going on. So hopefully, all is well over there.
Yeah, hopefully they get better.
Yeah, so prayers to you and everybody else that's going through all that craziness. Unfortunately, it's kind of a mess.
Forsaken's leaving, so.
Hey, thanks for visiting us. Be sure to follow us.
Sue's entered the live studio. So is me.
Did I miss y'all? Miss it all? I don't know what you missed. She's, are you at
I don't
QT?
Know.
I don't know what that means. Jill, have a good night if you're leaving. I don't know if you're leaving, Jill. But
Have a good night, Jill. And I'm lost.
I don't know.
I am totally lost.
I don't know if Jill's saying have a good night to Forsaken or what.
The other ones? Nope, I think Jill's leaving. Jill...
Hey, Jill, thanks for joining us. Sue says, okay, bye then.
Is Sue's leaving too?
I don't know. I don't know. Oh, no, she's still there.
I have no idea. Okay.
Smoking that weed in Alaska. Marijuana. I don't. Dude, he's sleeping.
I'm sleeping.
Okay. Well, wake
Who
up.
What the hell is that?
That's a Shaquan Barkley.
Okay, Brock.
I got to take 36 steps. Brock. I'll be right back, team.
Okay. Do it, Cali girl. You like to surf? Wake up, SQ. SQ. I didn't even see SQ join, but okay. So 36 steps. I have no idea where he's going at 36 steps. So we will wait and see. But other than that, like Q said earlier, we've been on a hiatus for a little bit and we just kind of jumped back on tonight, kind of testing the waters, making sure everybody's still nice to us. And, you know, we're probably going to start our new show, the Brock and Gunner show here. And, you know, go from there. But Yeah, other than that, don't judge me. Not judging you. I didn't think I'd judge you at all. Okay. So Fox, we got Suze on. Other than that, nothing much really going on. Kind of got to get back in the groove of this. Q did leave out the fact when we played golf today, we drank way, 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 way too much beer. It's probably why we didn't play so well. Well, he actually played well. I didn't play well at all.
We did better
I think I
than
lost more balls than what I
last
scored. What?
We
What'd you
did
say?
better than last time. We did better than last time.
Well, and well, I know, but I mean, if we played by my rules, that we could drop a shot for every ball we lost, we'd be hitting par, brother.
Yeah, I hear you. I hear you. It's all about having fun.
Oh, it isn't
That's
fun, man.
what I'm
It is fun.
about.
So are we going to go out Friday this week, man? I mean, I got no problem going early Saturday morning, man. I can go early Saturday morning.
Mean, looking at my schedule, man, I don't. Friday's going to be tough.
All right. Well, let's go early Saturday morning. Let's just hit a tee time for like 9 o'clock.
You're gonna have to have a tee time for like 7 a.m. if you want to get home to see your game.
I get back for the last half.
No, that's not good enough, man. Finished.
Yeah, it is good enough.
No, it's not good enough. We'll talk about
Well,
that. We'll figure it out.
right.
Who plays golf at 7 a.m.? Most golfers start at 6 a.m. We start later because we like to drink.
Yeah. Feel bad if I pop a beer before, 10 o'clock in the morning.
Listen, drinking is different than smoking the token. You know what I mean?
Smoking the token.
On, Suze. Yeah, I had a little fire water.
Yeah, can't handle that fire.
Yeah, a little bit different, but so but so we've actually, over the past few weeks of playing golf every Saturday, and had a really good time doing it. We're talking about changing up our podcast. Man Cave. Whoa, Man Cave hasn't been listening a long time. Well, actually, we haven't been out in a long time. Welcome
We
back
haven't been on,
to
so
15
yeah.
Overdrive, Man Cave. Yeah, no. Welcome back, Man Cave. Yeah, a long time. We haven't been on for a few months, so thanks for joining us. Hope all is well in the Man Cave world. For sure. For sure. Right, Key? For sure.
For sure.
For sure.
I got that.
But
I got that.
yeah, I mean, eventually, oh, we're glad you're doing good. Yeah, we're doing good. How is you?
Yeah, can't complain.
But
How's you? Can't complain. Just been kind of chaotic and busy.
Yeah.
Yeah, we make it sound like we're busy, and then we tell everybody that we golf every Saturday, so.
I mean, you can't be busy 7 days a week. You take time for yourself, you know?
Well, you might want to talk to my boss, man.
Well, that's good. I'd rather talk to yours than mine. But,
Well, hey, I'll second that, brother. Because yours used to be
busy
mine.
doing sweet fuck all, one of them, one's cute. I don't know what that means, but.
I don't know, but I think he just said to fuck you, Q.
busy doing sweet fuck all one of them ones. I don't even know what that means. So.
I don't either. I'm lost.
I mean, if that's a shot at me, that's cool. Can I claw? Now we're not accepting any phone calls tonight, so.
Ride my Harley motorcycle on Saturdays. Well, that's awesome. You know what, Lord Lars? I have a person I need you to meet. She goes out
and rides her bike
every Saturday, too. I think she has a Harley, too, though. You know that?
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yep, she does. Yeah, I think we have some issues going on right here.
What kind of issues?
But anyway.
Okay, you're boring, guys. Talk about something. What do you want to talk about, Suze? You want to talk about the ganja? What's the best stuff you got over the past 2 months?
Who's saying ass?
I don't know. I'm an ass.
Sizzittles? Oh, so you got Skittles. That's cool. $1.49 at the grocery store. Good for you.
I don't think that. Skittles? I don't think that's what she's talking about, man.
I got you. But I don't. Tittles. Maybe I'm too old to understand some of this lingo. I'm not quite sure
what's going on. I think I'm lost too, man. I mean, if you don't understand it, I damn sure don't, because usually you got to explain everything to me.
You good fox. I'm a little bit confused of what's going on with all these sidebars.
Yeah, I miss the old days when you can buy a bag and just smoke it. Well, you can do that. You might go to jail, but you still can do that.
Yeah.
Hey, so right, Suze, so, has it gotten cold up there yet?
Well, yeah, I guess it's all in the store. Well, it's all in the stores where you're at. No, sure, not really.
She's up in Alaska, isn't she?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's legal in Alaska, isn't it?
I don't know if it is or not.
No, it's not legal in Tennessee.
All right, so Fox is A-T? Out there someplace, but we'll just let... Yeah.
T.
What is it, Brock?
Yeah. I think we have some issues.
I have issues. I have big issues.
No. All right. Hey, T, I think we're going to end this, and I'll give you a call in just a minute, okay?
All right, man. I will look for that. Thanks for joining, everybody. We will chat at you later. You all have a good evening. This is QT and Overdrive. I'm T. Thank you.